In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Inshallah Azzawajal, we will continue to discuss various aspects of Invitation to Virtue, the fada'il of invitation to virtue, the outcome of invitation to virtue, the conclusion of invitation to virtue, the build-up to invitation to virtue, and many other aspects, subhanAllah, that we will discuss in today's episode. But before we dive into the topic at hand, my dear viewers of Madni channel, let's listen to a virtue of reciting salawat, durood upon the best of creation, the last of creation, the comfort and coolness to our eyes, the one in whom our hope for salvation lies, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, the one who is the owner and the distributor of paradise. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be such an individual who has recited salat upon me abundantly in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, hell is something that everyone should be terrified of. It is something that everyone doesn't want to go to, does not want to enter. But we should ask ourselves a question that, okay, we don't want to enter it, but what have we done to make sure that we don't enter it? Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sayyidina Ka'b, Ka'b al-Ahbar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous Taba'i saint. O Ka'b, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tell us some frightening things. Now, acting upon this order, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, humbly said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, even if you come on the day of judgment with the deeds of 70 Anbiya, you will still consider them, i.e. the deeds, to be very, very less after you have seen the situation on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, bowed down his head for a while. After he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, recovered from his overwhelming condition, he said, O Ka'b, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, carry on please. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, O leader of the believers, if as much part of hell as a nostril of a bull is opened in the east, the brain of the person present in the west will boil and flow out due to its heat. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. On hearing this, the leader of the believers, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, lowered his head for a while because of experiencing very strong feelings. After he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, recovered, he said, O Ka'b, tell us more. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, O leader of believers, on the day of judgment, hell will thunder in a way that every respected angel or Nabi will kneel down and say, Rabbi nafsi nafsi, Rabbi nafsi nafsi, Rabbi nafsi nafsi, I, O my creator, I ask you for my own protection. Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar further said, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather all the people of every age in a plain. Then angels will descend and stand in rows. Afterwards, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, O Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam, bring hell. Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam will bring hell with its 70,000 reins being pulled. When hell is 100 years distance away from creatures, it will thunder so ferociously that the hearts will tremble with fear. When it thunders again, every respected angel and Nabi will kneel down. When it thunders the third time, The hearts of the people will move up to the throat and their wisdom will be overpowered by fear. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of being your Khalil, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Almighty Allah, for the sake of my supplications, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Almighty, for the sake of the respect you have bestowed upon me, I ask you for myself only. I did not even ask you for the Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anhu who has given birth to me. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madni Channel. The above narration clearly highlights the horrors of hell. Although this narration contains a description about which the fear of Anbiya wants you to remember that these Anbiya are ma'asoom, are innocent. They cannot commit any sins. This situation described in the narration will exist during some periods of the judgment day. Otherwise, they will not suffer any discomfort on the judgment day. In fact, they themselves will enjoy high status and will intercede of people with divinely bestowed authority. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, there are countless harms of misusing the tongue. And the best way to avoid them is to apply the Madni lock on the tongue, i.e. to make a habit of staying silent. However, conveying invitation to virtue is much better for the person who knows how to remain unharmed from the harms of the tongue and is capable enough to speak in accordance with Sharia accordingly. So here is that if you know that when you speak, you harm people. When you speak, you hurt people. Therefore, remain quiet. If you know how to converse, if you know how to protect your tongue, then instead of staying quiet, doing invitation to virtue, this is better. Why? Because Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you act upon amrum bil ma'roofi wa nahyun anil munkar, promoting good and preventing evil, so it is better than staying silent. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, I ask others to do the good deed even if I myself do not do that deed. Still I expect to be granted its reward by Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is, if I ask anyone to do the good deed, I will be granted its reward even though I did not do it. Another narration, Allah Azza wa Jalla once sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And that was, learn good things yourself and also teach them to others. I will brighten the graves of those learning and teaching good things so that they will not have any type of fear. Subhanallah. My dear viewers on Madni Channel, the above narration highlights the reward of learning and teaching righteous things. Those who deliver sunnah-inspiring speeches and dars, and those who listen to them will surely be blissful and will be successful, and their graves will be shining from the inside, inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, they will not have any fear, inshallah azza wa jal. Likewise, those who promote righteousness whilst making invitation to virtue, travel with the Madni Kafila, invite others by filling in the Nek A'mal booklet, motivate others to attend the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima weekly, and those who listen to righteous things by attending dars, Sunnah-inspired speeches, etc. The graves of all these people will also be shining from the inside for the sake of the Noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قبر میں لہرائیں گے تا حشر چشمِ نور کے جلوہ فرما ہوگی جب طلعت رسول اللہ کی. سبحان اللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سیدنا ابو بکر شبلی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, he once fell ill. People had admitted him to a hospital, and at the request of Ali bin Isa, who was an admirer of Sayyidina Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and was also a courtier, the Caliph of Baghdad sent the most senior physician of the royal court for his treatment. The physician provided medical treatment very carefully but in vain. One day the physician said, if I learn that any part of my body will cure you, I will have no hesitation in cutting off that body part of mine. Sayyidina Shibli Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, my cure can be affected by doing something much easier than cutting off a body part of yours. The physician asked, what is it? He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala replied, cut your zunnar and embrace Islam. Allahu Akbar. I will get overjoyed and recover from this illness, inshallah. The physician instantly cut the zunnar, repented of disbelief, and recited the kalima and became a Muslim. At the very same moment, Sayyidina Shibli Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, who was bedridden, was cured and stood up. The Caliph of Baghdad was informed about it and remarked in astonishment, I had sent a physician to a patient, but little did I know that I had actually sent a patient to a physician. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. My dear viewers, Manichar, you might be thinking, what is a zunnar? And here, a zunnar is a thread worn by a certain group of people around the neck and the armpit that is referred to zunnar. Likewise, the thread or the chain worn by another certain group of people or the fire worshippers, another certain group of people around the back is also called zunnar. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madni channel, the above parable shows that the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla were extremely eager to call people towards righteousness, to guide creatures to the right path, and to promote Islamic teachings. They would get so much overjoyed at the reversion of non-Muslim to Islam, so that they sometimes got cured of deadly diseases. Mujhe tum aisi do himmat aka, do sabko neki ki daawat aka, bana do mujhko bhi nek khaslat, nabiye rahmat shafiye ummat. Sallu ala habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, the Caliph of Damascus, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik Umawi, was a mighty king. He once invited Sayyidina Imam Ta'us, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a renowned scholar of hadith. He invited him to his royal court. Seizing the opportunity, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi conveyed the invitation to virtue, asking, O leader of the believers, do you know who will be tormented the most? The Caliph replied, please tell us. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi read out a hadith that the person upon whom Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed kingship in the world, and the king showed cruelty, so he would be tormented the most on the Day of Judgment. Listening to this, the Caliph trembled with fear, wailing and lying flat on the throne. All of his courtiers left him alone in the same condition. Allahu Akbar. So the above parable, my dear viewers of Madni channel, that a speech can produce an effect when the audience listens to it with careful attention and full concentration. Likewise, the preacher must also be a practicing and sincere Muslim, free from every type of greed and personal interest. If these two conditions are met, the speech will prove to be very fruitful. If any of the above two is missing, it will be very difficult to benefit from the speech. This parable also shows that the king will deserve severest torment of fire if he shows cruelty. The seekers of power are bent upon throwing themselves into the very dangerous cave in the sense. There are two sayings of Nabi Akram alayhi salatu salam in this context. Then he did not look after subjects, he will not be able to gain even the fragrance of paradise. Allahu Akbar. Narration, all of you are custodians, and everyone will be questioned about his subjects, i.e. those under him or under his rule. One who was put in charge of people is a custodian. He will be questioned about him. A man is a custodian of his family. He will be questioned about his family. A woman is the custodian of the house of her husband and his offspring. She will be answerable for them. A slave is a custodian of the wealth of his master. He will be questioned about it. Beware, each one of you is a custodian, and everyone will be questioned about his subjects. My dear viewers of Madni channel, this is something which we can take on board as well, that we will be questioned. I like to mention a parable containing a severe warning for those that are in authority. It is stated in the book Tariq al-Khulafa, History of the Caliphs, that Ata bin Abi Rabah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the respected wife of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Fatima bint Abdul Malik radiallahu ta'ala anha told me, when caliphate was delegated to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came home and started crying, sitting over the praying mat. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu wept so much that his blessed beard got wet with tears. I humbly asked, O leader of the believers, why are you crying? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Fatima, the huge burden of the custodianship, well-being and well-wishing of the Muslims has been put over my shoulders. I ponder how to inquire after the naked, the hungry, the ill, the oppressed prisoners, the travelers, the weak, children, pater families, i.e. the head of the family, and all those in trouble in my subjects. If Allah Azza wa Jalla questions me about any one of them, and I am unable to present a reply, what will become of me? I am weeping for the same reason. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madni channel, what happens these days? These days, power is used to gain wealth and property, but the traits of the pious bondmen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala were very different. Overcome with divine fear, they would shed tears on such an occasion. They would take every step with extreme caution and would fear even minor matters. Sayyidina Aun bin Muammar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, one day Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to his respected wife Fatima, give me a dirham if you have. I desire to eat grapes today. She humbly replied, how can I have dirhams? Despite being the leader of believers, the caliph, you are not in a position even to have a dirham. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said desperately, not eating grapes is much easier than being chained in hell tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. This is the mindset. This is the mindset of our pious predecessors, that grapes are indeed halal and pure, but a favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one will be held accountable for every favor on the Day of Judgment. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu refrained from eating grapes due to divine fear. But today we eat, we enjoy every delicious thing. We seek the best items. We are not content with even a grand house. We struggle hard to get a huge bungalow. Whereas on the other hand, the condition of the fearing people of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is quite different from ours. The last verse of Surah Takathur makes them anxious. It is stated on page 1118 of the sacred translation of the glorious Quran, Kanzul Iman with Khazainul Irfan. Says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Translation, that on that day, you will be surely questioned regarding the bounties. I'll mention three ahadith in commentary of this blessed verse. Ikrimah said, when this blessed ayah was revealed, the holy companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which favors are we enjoying? What we get is barley bread, and that too fills only a half a stomach. The revelation came, don't you wear shoes? Don't you drink cold water? These are also favors. Commentating on the above verse, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, he said, one who ate wheat bread, drank the cold water of the river Euphrates, and also has a home to live, has gained the favors that involve questioning. Allahu Akbar. In the commentary of the above ayah, a great tabi'i, Sayyidina Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, it refers to every delicious thing in the world. And commentating on the last ayah of Surah Takathur, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, you will be questioned about the favors which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given, which you used to derive pleasure from in this world, such as health, well-being, peace, luxury, wealth, etc. You will be questioned that how did you spend these things? What gratitude did you express for them? And one will be tormented for not expressing gratitude. Commenting on the above last ayah of Surah Takathur, a renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatullahi al-mannan, has stated, three questions will be asked regarding kasbi favors, i.e. the ones that are obtained by our efforts, such as sweets, delicious foods, cold drinks, nice clothing, wealth, kingdom, etc. First question will be asked, how was it obtained? Second, how was it spent? Third, what gratitude was offered for it? Wahhabi favors are simply granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla and does not involve any effort of people like the moon, the sun, the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, etc. Regarding Wahhabi favors, only the last two questions will be asked, i.e. how was it spent and what gratitude was offered for it. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. It is a very frightening situation indeed. Today we are greedy for flavorful foods and other things, but we are heedless of the risk of being eaten by insects in the grave and being stuck in accountability in the hereafter. We need the most delicious and hot food. Delicious food is a favor, and if hot is another favor. We do not like ordinary tea. We like special sweet and hot tea made with milk without mixing water. This way the tea we drink contains many favors. Likewise, our greedy nafs, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, continues to demand and devour different items that we require on a daily basis. So this is something, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is something we need to think of, that what a terrible risk we are taking. Just for the pleasure of a few minutes, can be realized how terrible this risk is. But listen to this narration, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said in the book Minhajul Abideen that it is narrated, certainly the severity of death, throes and agonies is in accordance with worldly pleasures. Therefore, one gaining more pleasures will feel more pain during the death throes. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, coming towards the end of our program today, what have we learned? We have learned that whatever we do, we must do it for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever we do, we must do it solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we do dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He allows us, He enables us to invite people towards this virtue of doing everything we can for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.